1st of October 1993 by Stanley Lieber. Book 1. Tab 2, 1960. Tags 1960, Margaret. Tab 1, Tab 2, The Chief. The testing was rigorous but fair. I don't know if the equipment had any real effect, but he started talking just the same. Bump, 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 clickety, clickety, click. Bump, bump, bump. Little Tommy. Seeming the color of old comic book pages, aged plastic, tape residue, deep in sauce for crayons that were flattened for a specific age group. You know, so they wouldn't roll away. The crayons, not the age group. Dog piss on the carpet. Strip wallpaper. A tray of stale flatbread. A portfolio of chalk drawings. What else do you remember? The weather. Nothing. Let's start over from the beginning. Aptitude tests. Memory. So far, things were progressing smoothly. I actually choked back the tear. I admit it, I was proud of him. Son, have you figured out what's going on yet? A severed, pierced penis. In a can of Prince Albert pipe tobacco. Title, not funny. I wrote tab 2 on the inside of his hat and placed it on his head. Let's get the hell out of here. Tommy hated the marching outfits. Orange toboggan hat, bomber jacket, military galoshes. I taught him to think of it as his uniform. He scratched at his buzz cut, dumbly. I hoisted him into his car seat. Winter had struck while the other boys were studying. Permafrost, monochrome landscape. I had Tommy out and about in the elements every day. We covered 4 miles, on average, pacing the farmer's market near headquarters. He was already beating up on all the older boys in the class ahead of him. Or so I had forecast when I set him on this routine. Reality didn't quite track. Tommy wasn't meeting his PT requirements. I began scrubbing his face with an abrasive washcloth and doubled his training hours. Father, who do I have to blow around here to get a timesheet? You'll be done when I say you're done. The kid's mother. I cleared my cachet and ducked into a flower shop, dragging Tommy behind me. He planted himself on the floor and booted up a comic book. I should never have bought him that thing. The usual? We came in here at least twice a week. Affirmative. Red. I jammed the bundle of roses under my arm and yanked Tommy along to the truck. I thought he might have voiced a slight whimper, but I couldn't be sure, so I ignored it. The mesh was offline in the truck. I punched the dashboard and Tommy let a laugh. Finally, the HUD activated and we peeled out of the parking lot. I was 33 years old. So far, 1960 was diminishing returns.